I'm Johnny DiLoretta.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is. Jake Gyllenhaal, 2001 with Donnie Darko. Do you think that's where he first got his recognition?
I think it began with the movie October Sky. Homer Hickam, a really sweetly done movie, good performance, it caught everybody's attention. But you're right, it was that little pivot he did with Donnie Darko that took that sweet kid, turned it on its head.
I guess. Probably prepared him for some of the darker roles he's had. What, not Bubble Boy, bit of a strange.
A really diverse spate of movies.
Those two were 16 years ago. This youngish man has had quite a filmography since
then. Yeah, I know. Only a few real missteps. For a while there, he avoided the blockbuster pitfall.
Oh my gosh, I knew you were going to pick on this one.
Yeah, he wasn't going to do that.
The worst decision of his life.
Then he got talked into doing...
The Prince of Persia.
The Prince of Persia. Right. That's based on a video game.
The Sands of Time, just to add that
on. Oh my God, yeah.
After the colon. Make it worse.
Yeah. So, because you feel the Sands of Time drifting away while you're watching it. He righted his career very quickly. Brokeback Mountain.
2005. He and Heath Ledger... broke us into the classy gay movie. Again, that's 12 years ago.
Those performances, their chemistry, a high point in his career.
Well, and you're right, because almost that same year, 2005, he had Jarhead related to Desert Storm.
You remember Zodiac? The Zodiac Killer, based on a true story.
Yeah, maybe 6 years after that was Source Code.
I like that too.
Yeah.
He's on a train, bomb goes off. And kills everybody, including him. Then he wakes up again and has to figure out.
It's a Groundhog Day, man.
It's Groundhog Day on a train.
He's got to find the guy who planted the bomb, I believe.
Right.
There's only so many minutes.
He gets a little further along each time. How about Nightcrawler?
I love Nightcrawler. And of course, in your business, TV reporting business.
Network, which set the stage for contemporary local news broadcasting, way ahead of its time. Nightcrawler picks up where we are now.
Everest, based upon a true story. He plays Scott Fisher.
Two movies he did with this Denis Villeneuve, Prisoners, a little movie that has a different bent. Great performance by Hugh Jackman, and Jake Gyllenhaal plays the investigator looking into the disappearance of Hugh Jackman's daughter.
Demolition, which was in 2015. Yeah. He had to obliterate his life, start up all again. And Nocturnal Animals.
From director Tom Ford.
Oh.
Well, this is Tom Ford's follow-up to A Simple Man, I think.
You're good. Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
And I liked it very much because I liked the idea that this lady was trying to come to terms with her ex-husband's novel. About his influence on her, even though he was her ex.
Yeah, it's an interesting movie. I don't know that it actually all comes together the way I think Tom Ford intended it to.
Right.
But certainly, Jake Gyllenhaal is, as always, really dynamic and nuanced in it.
Well, as Cinema Classics always tries to do, there's the inside story on all of this. And one of them is that his idols, he has said, are... Tells you a little bit about the guy. Anthony Quinn, Sean Penn, Bruce Springsteen, Bono, and Paul Newman. And I knew that you would like that he had his safety driving lessons from Paul Newman.
He did. He got his...
Yes.
You're going to send me down a rabbit hole.
And his mentor is Chris Cooper. October Sky, Jarhead, and Demolition.
Okay, okay. What a great character actor.
Currently, good Lord, he has a whole spate of movies that he's set up for. We're going to be seeing him soon by the time this... show airs, probably people will have seen him in Stronger.
Yeah, right.
And that's really why we had the show.
Yeah, right, right. Might Jake Gyllenhaal be the new Gene Hackman? I mean, he is prolific. He is every bit the actor Gene Hackman is. That makes me crazy to say stuff like that, you know. But, right, he's got the chops. He avoids these sort of big star project pitfalls. He's quietly amassing this filmography of high quality work and different performances. So what's the verdict?
It's a great comparison. Hands down, Gene Hackman, because as a persona, Hackman is so much more interesting than Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. I got, right.
I mean, I can't keep my eyes off of Hackman. He's on the screen.
But maybe he's headed there.
Yeah, he could be.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.